rest of their
So then
life.
give it up. Find somebody. How many people did you ask to take the job? Right. We have to find somebody who's willing to take the job. Or at least was willing to take the job seriously.
Each person.
Your name is Zuzis. Avi, your name is Zuzis.
I know, God.
I know, Ellie reminded me.
Ellie who? The app here?
I have 10 mezuzahs. You want 10 mezuzahs?
You can't give him the price that he asks.
No, he's cheaper because
he's the same for himself.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. He sells somebody else's now, no?
He does?
I think so. He does, but I don't think he has time to write.
I have one.
I need like 8 10.
I gotta get my kids filling.
I have 10 mezuzahs. I have to take them off the house.
What is that?
Not a big deal.
I have a house on Lane's Mill. I have 10 mezuzahs there, but I rented it out to a guy.
You still can't take it down, right?
Yeah, you could.
What, with the old dorm? I was wondering why there's a bunch of pickups.
I have to take them off today.
So that's not a dorm anymore?
I don't feel like
next door to Chaim's?
My mezuzahs are all ready.
Hold on, but you're doing...
Big deal, he needs them.
Aren't you doing work now?
He said he doesn't.
So what's going on in the back?
Where are they from?
Oh, shit, my daughter.
You got them from Judaica Plaza, or did you get them?
Oh.
Mine?
Damn business.
No, you don't go to Judaica Plaza.
No, I don't buy Judaica Plaza.
No, I'm asking him.
I bought from the guy.
I don't know.
You go to Gottlieb's, either Braun or Gottlieb's father?
He says no.
Go to Gottlieb's father.
You got two messages that I recommend you change.
What time you got them?
The two that I bought by.
Yeah.
Store.
Hell yeah. You're
right.
I got no
Ali.
Idea, nothing. This guy's, I got a guy from Apple Watch. Depends what, it goes from $100 to $1,000.
Nah,
yeah.
$100, you can't get $1.
No?
You could.
You probably could. You get on Amazon.
You could, especially his. His will probably be $150.
No, Ellie's is probably $225.
Not the ones he wrote.
I remember paying $75.
9 years ago.
You
paid him $180.
$29 on Amazon.
$29.99. With instructions.
And a hefty.
And a nice
mezuzah is not costing less than 180.
Nice mezuzah is not less than 400. A nice mezuzah.
Really?
A nice mezuzah?
Nice mezuzah?
No.
A decent mezuzah is
200.
250.
250 you can get.
You don't realize in Eretz Yisrael, it's not the cost.
What are you talking about?
If you get
yes, it is.
Right. That's not the
question. Yes, it is.
Once it comes across, that changes the price.
No, not if you have somebody get
you know,
in there.
All friend. You know the
right.
Guy from Adam.
I have to do it.
Punk, do you know him? But
yeah,
I'm saying you got like, okay, so you
have so many of those people.
Listen, I got a beautiful
the same
pair
guy
of
you
shoes
got the table
from? It cost me $18, too.
The what?
You have to understand what you're getting.
You got what from China?
Shoes.
Oh.
She made his man a Rolex, you know what I'm saying? He didn't pay $40,000 for it. What are you getting?
See where this is going.
Again?
Again? Which
car? No, we could go. You have more than one, though.
So?
He has more than one Rolex.
This one's crap.
<told that. coughs> I'm gonna get a bike.
I'm gonna go.
Get a new car.
Is he keeping his weight off?
Yeah, where? He like found it. All in the kitchen.
How many do you need?
You ready? Today's shear.
Where's the rest of your plan?
Today's shear. Sponsored. Refuah Shleima Chana Kehilah Bas Etel Aaron Ben Yehudas. Omer Maxim Aronan Akoin Yaakov Shul Mechana Fushlema Esther Mishchai Yafa Shmuel Medevaira Chaim Shul Mechai Roiza Chai Rocha Bas Pesha Reza
Reza. He hasn't been in a little bit.
His tefillin over there. He's here.
Yeah.
That's his.
No, that's peanut juice
and water.
You also put your stuff inside out.
You have to put a mezuzah on in the attic.
There's no idea.
Everyone did this. What do you mean, ask the Rav?
Depending on
there's not one person in this room that has an attic.
Rough attic or a rough basement?
No, no.
Rough basement?
No range tree has a rough attic or a rough basement. Unless you did a new house.
Sunshine might have. Ask him.
Amar Avo. Amar Avo, four lines from
either
the bottom on Sadek Hayam and Bays.
Either we were too cheap and didn't put an attic.
In Mole Mikra Kosov, if not for the Pasuk said it, Iev Shalom Omro. You cannot say, "D'chseh b'yemahu yigalach Hashem b'tar haschiro be'evri nor b'melech ashuras roish v'sara glayim v'gamas zokin tisofet." That he's going to get the beard and the head. He's going to get cut off. Also, kuchibrichu.
Why?
Hashem came. Va'admi. Wait. Also, kuchibrichu. Va'admi kigavra saba. Hashem disguised himself as a layman. Amalek Ya'ozos Lagavi Malki, he told Sancheriv, when you're going to go out in the world, because Sancheriv lost everything, Hashem killed out his whole army, he basically was dethroned.
Hold on, we were discussing yesterday, and the 185 yes that we were talking about, the 185,000.
It was only the elitist, he had 2.6 billion.
That was part of the 2.6.
Yeah.
So the chiddush of killing 185 is better than the 2.6 billion that they killed?
First of all, he wasn't in that
They area, killed in right? one night, the 185,000.
Two different wars?
185,000.
He was one of the five.
Himself?
I don't know. So we were with the 2.6.
They got killed afterwards.
Or later.
No,
or
they
earlier.
Got killed also.
Right. But he needs protection to get back to where he went.
So anyway, he was going out on the road. He was dethroned. He also got Malkim Mizrach Umayriv that I see Sinu Lubenu Vekatlinu that you killed their kids. Mayamaluhu. They're gonna kill you. You can't walk around. You walk around like this as Sancheriv. Anybody who sees you was going to kill you. You went and conquered the whole world, and on the way, you really hurt everybody.
And now you're going back to naked.
So what are you going to do? You can't go. You can't walk around. So Amalah who gav, who pachtan am Yosef. I have the same fear. I don't know what to do. Amalah echanav, which I do. Amalah zil v'shani nafshe. You have to go change something. The mayishni, which I change. Amalah zil icy limisparo. Go bring me a scissor. V'igzoyich, and I'll give you a haircut. I said, where should I bring a scissor from? He had nothing. The guy was the head of the world, the king of the world, and now he has nothing. He doesn't have a dollar.
10 people.
But those people are not with him.
No, it was down to 10.
But they weren't with him. He was by himself. He was by himself.
Those 10 people.
No. He had nothing left. 10 people were left, but he had nothing left. He was totally, totally by himself. So Amalei, Oyelahu, basically go into that house and ask them if you could borrow a scissor. Va'isi, Ozel, Ashkinu, Osu, Malach Hashoras, Ve'idmule Kigavri. The people in there, they looked like regular people. Akatochni Kishayisa, they were grinding the date pits. Amalei, Havli, Misperok, can I borrow a scissor? Amalei, Tchoin Chad, Griyu, the Kishayisa. First, you got to work, or not just lending you something. So not just was he dethroned, now he's working slave labor. They gave him a scissor. Ad also ichshich. It was already dark. It means that he worked the whole day for the scissor. That was part of the degradation of him. Amalei zil icy nura. Now this person who said he's going to give him a haircut said, I need a light. I can't just give you a haircut without. It wasn't El Salvador. Also icy nura bahad nura bahad the kanafa that is blowing lay itle benura caught onto his beard bedikni. Also guys the reshe vidikni his head his beard got shaven. I'm right. Said the gamas is zaken tisaf. I'm a behind arm issue gidos lar mo shaper lay. It's a good thing, and you can't get enough laughter.
Huh? The guy enjoys it.
Yeah. You can never get enough laughter. It means he was very laughable because besides that he was ice mensch from working the whole day. It wasn't like the guy was in great shape. The guy was the king of the world. Also, he has to work slave labor. He also missing his beard. And his hair was cut off. It looked ridiculous. Also, Ashkech Dafa Metevusa the Noach. He found he was obviously by Hore Ararot in that area, and he found a plank from the wood of Noach, Steva. And the Avigdor Miller brings down that as late as 1929, somebody found a piece of wood from the in her by her arot from Nerech Teva, and he says it's throughout you find many places that they found pieces of wood. This is the first place. This is he's blessed Hashem that he didn't believe in Hashem, but he blessed Hashem like Hashem is like the king of Klal Yisrael. He blessed him for giving him this piece of wood. If I'm gonna go ahead and get back to my throne, this was a big thing in those days. They used to go ahead and they wanted to do something special. They would be mocker their kids of Azara. So he said, I'm gonna be mocker my kids to you, Hashem. Shamu Banov, Katlu, Hanaksiva, Hihu, Mishtachwa, Bas Nisroich, Elikov, Elehov, Vadar Melech, Vasharts, Visharatzer Bono, Sharatzer Bono, Vikobachara. Basically, he ended up coming back to his throne. He ended up being successful, Sancharov, and going back to the kingdom. And he bowed down in a place called Bas Nisroich. The word's called Bas Nisroich. He made a Avod Zorah out of this wood. And he was bowing down, and his kids saw that nearing the end to them because he already was succeeding. So he's going to be mocked them because he that was his nether that if he succeeds he's going to kill them. So they saw their time is coming to an end. They put him through the guillotine. That was his name. They play with the stars. The pshat of Nafka, it's Nafka is better than the Bar Nafka. Also, when he got to Don, he succeeded. Shnemar Medon Nishmach Nichav Susov. You're able to hear the roar of the horses. At that point, because that was a place where there was two idols there. There was a whole thing about Don. I'm Rabbi Zera. I'm going to Shalach. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir ben Tzivan. He's Zoru Bezakan. The Gemara is going to say now three members. And the Gemara is going to say that even though a guy comes from places that are not favorable to Klal Yisrael, still, be careful with the kids because they could be Tamei Necham. He's Zoru Bezaken Shoch Tamudai. First of all, be careful from a Zaken that lost his learning. Guy has Alzheimer's or Gifter.
He had Alzheimer's?
Yes. Dementia, Alzheimer's, I don't know which one. But he
had Parkinson's. Really?
And Alzheimer's, no?
Parkinson's for sure.
He was nifted at old age or young age?
Yeah. So he's only there if he gets because he has a sickness. What he brings down, Ravina Miller brings down that when Moshe Rabbeinu dropped the luchos and they broke, everything got erased. The words got erased, but still Shivri Luchos was Menachem Aaron. So you see that the chashivas of Torah, even though at this point there's no words, somebody has Alzheimer's, he can't learn. But still, you have to give it covered as if the Torah is there. So you have to be careful with that. V'izor b'vridin k'vihuda, when you shecht a bird, you have to be careful that the blood should go out. So you have to separate the veins, the blood vessels, so that the blood flies out. V'izor b'ne'am arach mehem teitzei Torah. It's b'ne'am arach and aniyim, both of them. That even though the b'ne'am arach and aniyim, he brings down everything in the middle, says that the rich people and the Talmid Chacham, they got stuff, they got all kinds of stuff around, and they're busy with that stuff, and Mela, they don't have the head to learn Torah. But Ami Oretz, I don't know why, Ami Oretz punked. Ami Oretz, some reason, I don't know exactly why, but for some reason, Ami Oretz, Aniyim, I understand, but Ami Oretz, I'm not sure. Why? What's the reason?
Who said this reason? Be careful with those people.
There is.
When it happens.
No, it's Zoru B'nai'am Aretz because they're the ones that are going to succeed and become are going to become Talmid Chacham. Shemehem Teitzei Torah. Don't not teach a kid of Am Aretz Torah. Have patience with him and teach him learning and take him under your wing because you see that the Gemara is going to bring many places that they became Talmid Chacham. Even though they were B'nai Am Aretz. So don't just think, oh, this guy's a lowlife. his kids are not going to be anything. No, you never know. That's what Gemara is saying.
He teaches a little differently. He teaches that hizaru, meaning teach them that it's chosaves.
No, so there's two pshatim over here. There's two pshatim in Rashi. He's because he's taking off of Rashi. Rashi says.
So according to that, it's the Amei Aretz. Be careful with teaching them, because even though they think that their fathers are nothing, but they're still.
The Avgad, the Amar of Yudah, is Achizor ben Amei Aretz. The Gemara continues. Means don't think that it comes from your father, because you only got it. So you tell them that it was from your father. There was some kind of schos. That's one shot. We don't want that the kid should go back and say, must be my father was a tzaddik. No, your father was a rasha. Sancherib's kids were Russia. Haman was a Russia. But you were successful. Somehow you were successful. So that would be Faker. No, you learned. Yeah. No schos of us. No schos of us. That's what you're saying. No schos of us.
What, did you do anything right?
No, you learned.
You changed yourself.
For some reason, Zohar B'nai Amaretz, you have to be careful B'nai Amaretz, because you never know. Seems to be that they... nothing to do with the parents. That's the first pshat Rashi.
Two pshatim
Rashi. Tzadik ata Hashem ki oru velecho ach mishpatim adab ber oischa madu aderuch Hashem tzolcho shaloi shalu kol boi de begon natatim gam shoshu yelchu gam osu pri gam osu pri maya hadrule ki es reglaim rotso veelucho veech tischaros hasusim veoret sholem ata batech veech tasa begoin hayardim. And the Gemara is going to explain. Mashal Adam Echad Shami Yochel Ani Lores Given Parsois. I could run three Parsois. This is going according to Pshat that there was something there. Nifnei Asusim, Bein Bitzei Mayim. I could run three Parsois. I could run means three Parsois a long way. I could run in front of the horses, which horses run very fast. It means I could beat them, and I could also run in like quicksand in marshland. There was one runner that came, Russell von Gimel Milam, which is a lot less than three parsois. The Abash of Vanilla, all of a sudden he was perspired, totally knocked out of shape. The guy was like huffing and puffing. I'm like, Malafne Ragli Kach, if you this runner, you can't run Kachavne Asusim. If the horses were running, there's no way you could win them. I was Kamakamo, Mashloish Milam, Kachim Parsois, I was Kamakamo, Mabi Abash, Kach, Mizim, like, what are you talking about? You can't. Basically, we'll see in a minute that Nebuchadnezzar had a schar because he ran four amos l'chvoid of Hashem. Hashem paid him back in this world that he became the king of the world. Basically, he conquered everything, even Yerushalayim. That was the schar they got back. That he was the one that got it. If Klai Yisrael, the Moshe Nefesh, Einach Siv, the Dev Fizuchin, going to get Schein Achsil, and Avim Nishbar, Libi, Bekirbi, Rach Vukalat Moshe, Haisik, Ish Shikar, Gever, Ovi Yoyim, Ne Hashem, and Venedir, Vrikot Shoy. So that's what this Liman is telling you. The what? The Avis and Klai Yisrael. Everybody. It refers to everybody. We start with the Avos. The Avos were the ones that created all the mitzvahs and started. But it refers to everybody. Anybody in Klai Yisrael, if Nebuchadnezzar could get that schar just from the four steps, anybody could get this. We could get way more. Ani dal psiyas mahi. What's this dal psiyas that we're talking about? Echzeh be'esahi shalach meroidach baladon ben baladon. This guy meroidach. His name. Sholach Meroidach Baladon and Baladon, Melech Bavel, Svarim. So he said, this Baladon sent Svarim and gifts to Cheskiyo. משום כי כל חזקיו ויחזק שוד לסבור המנחה. לא, בסוג מה קודם, משום כי כל חזקיו ויחזק שוד לסבור המנחה? Well, because he got sick and he got healed, so he sent him a gift and a letter of how you doing. In Lidrush on Moifes Shahi Baritz. Yes, there was a miracle. It was a miracle. The Army Yechon, Arizan Yom Shemes, boy, Achaz. Achaz was the father of Chizkiyo. He was a massive Rasha. The Medrash says that he closed down all the Batim in the Rashas and by his Medrash. He was a real liberal. So by his funeral, he wanted that everybody should come out. He was a chash of a guy. He made a big funeral, a big fanem. Hashem took the son and he made the son go down. So after 2 hours, the funeral was over. So not to give him covered. And so basically he lost his covered of the funeral. Because he was a Rasha. And when Chizkiyo got sick, the ispach, and he got better, Adrinu kuchibrichu lahanach eseshoi in Halei. Hashem also made it that instead of today at 1 o'clock, it stayed light for another 10 hours. Those 10 hours they took from Achaz away, he brought it. What? And everybody, all of a sudden, the whole world saw what's going on over here. He brought it back. Only my high. So everybody said, "What is this?" Baladon, the king. Everybody saw what's going on. Amalei, yeah, simple. Chizkiyo chosh v'itbach. So because of that, there was a nice. Amar iki gavro ki hai. V'loy bina shlu yishama. Isn't there? There's such a guy around that Hashem does nisim like this. They bring his son for 10 hours. And I shouldn't send him a letter. Kusle sham l'malka. He wrote him kusle sham l'malka Chizkiyo sham l'karta d'Yerushalayim sham l'lekor rabba. He basically sent him this letter. Nebuchadnezzar suffered in Baladon. He was the scribe of Baladon, but at that point he was out. When they wrote this letter to Chizkiyo, he wasn't there. He also, when he came, it's like a guy who leaves, he finds out who got the aliyah, he knows, he doesn't know what's going on.
If he cares.
This is what he wrote. He told him how he wrote it. Amalei Kirisi Lekor Rabba V'Kasinu V'Seif. Are you crazy? You call the Lekor Rabba means you believe in Hashem, but you wrote him at the end. He should be written first. Amalei Elohachi Ksuvu Shalom Lekor Rabba first. Shalom Lekata Yishlaim, and then Shalom Lemalka Cheskia. What are you doing? You don't write a letter like that. Amalei Krayin Digusa Ilev Parvanka. You know what? You're right, but you should be the one in charge. You should go ahead and bring the letter to Cheskio. So, but it already got sent. So you have to run after the guy who sent the letter, who was bringing the letter to Chizkiyo. So Rod Basrei, he ran after the guy.
Without a stamp, he
mailed it. Yeah, Rod Basrei, because what happened was, Gavriel saw him running, and he was running for the covered of Hashem, and he knew that if this guy runs 3 parsois to the covered of Hashem, we're done. Because the guy gives such cover for Hashem, we would have been the short forever. So that's what we're talking about over here, that Hashem gave payback to Nebuchadnezzar on this world for the 4 steps. These are the 4 steps we're talking about. My Bal Adon Ben Bal Adon, very weird. He calls his name Bal Adon Ben Bal Adon. Bal Adon was the king. Amri Bal Adon Malkahava Vishtani Ape Vahava Ki Dekalba. His face turned green. And he looked like a dog. And he couldn't sit. He had to resign from the post. He couldn't be the king anymore. Nobody could look at him. So his son took over. He also brought out Malchusa. He used to write everything he did. He mentioned his father's name. Ben Yechabed of the Eved Adana. Ben Yechabed of Hadamar. Now we say this, and the Ravina Mill brings down that twice in Shas, when we want to bring Kibbutz of Aim to show us the extent of Kibbutz of Aim, we bring from Goyim over here, and from Dom Ben Asina, we bring where the keys and under the father's head. And the reason why we bring a Goy is to show you that even though Goy does not have this Kibbutz of Aim that we have, look at how far they went. This Baladim Malada, his father was a dog. His father looked like a dog. Most people would want to go ahead and disassociate yourself. You don't want the kingdom to keep on going. But no, every single thing that he did was with his father's name in it. Very chashav azach, and that's how you learn Kibbutz of Aim. ועבד האדוני נחשיב החודש חמישי בעשר חודש היא שנס תשע עשרה שונה למלך נבוכן נצר, מלך בבל, בו נבוזרדן רב תבוכן. עמד לפני מלך בבל ירושלים, וירצו ביס השם, ביס ביס המלך. So Gemara says, this is weird. ומי סלוק נבוכן נצר על ירושלים, נבוכן נצר didn't go to ירושלים. וכסיב, היעלו עושה על מלך בבל רב לוסו. ואמר, אבל זו אנטוכיה, that's Syria. וחיז ביסק בעבדו מי חד אמר, you're right. חד אמר, the most יוקנוי הויסך הקוקו לה המקפתוי. Nebuchadnezzar was on Nebuzran's chariot. Echad Omar Eime Yaseir Hoysla Yemenu V'doyma K'misha Oymi Lefanov. And that's how we can learn aim of, we can learn this to Hashem, that we always have to use Hashem's name no matter what we do. Everything is with Hashem, 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 Hashem. Amarov Toyin Tlas Mea Kudnisa Narga the Parzala Sholev a Parzala Shodle Nebuchadnezzar Nebuzran. He sent him 300 axes and mules, I don't know what is that, cognize?
New loads,
to go and break down the wall of Yerushalayim. Kulu, baltinu, the walls absorbed everything. Chadosha, the Yerushalayim. One door absorbed this whole thing that he sent him to try to get into Yerushalayim. One door absorbed it. Shem ha-psucheh, yachah, v'kshil, v'klifos, yehalumun. So by the matter, so Nebuchadnezzar said, forget it, I'm done. I'm out of here. I can't even get to first base. Can't even make a dent in the door. A 100 years before, Sancheriv got totally obliterated. So he said, forget it, I'm out of here. Nofa kolo basko when I'm a shvor ba shvor. Nebuchadnezzar shvor the motto. Zimno... It's time. It's time that my Beis Hamikdash should be burnt. He took one more last hit. With the back of this axe, one axe left, and it opened up. Is that it? Avakoto va'ozel adamoto. He was killing wherever he went. Boom,
what
boom.
What took so many of the other axes?
It didn't work. Hashem made an ace over here. He was.
I mean, there
was
that exact second.
It wasn't that second. It was just like we had before by Sancheriv that he had that day. Right. So he wanted to leave. Hashem said, "No, now is the time. Yesterday was not the time. So you, whatever. Till now was not the time. So you won't be able to. Now is the time. Don't lose out the opportunity." He came till he came to the base of Migdash. Adlik Beinura, Gova Hechola, Darkoi, Beimin Shemayash. Nemah Gas Derech Hashem, Vesul Bas Yudah. Hashem made a nace, the whole thing caught on fire and it went away. Hashem didn't want that this Russia should go in and be a Matam in the base of Migdash. So he made a nace, the whole thing just went up in the flames. Kozicha Daite, he was feeling pretty good about himself. He able to conquer the whole Yerushalayim. He put the thing up in flames. It was a good day for him. Nafik Baskov, I'm like, I'm a katila katalta, you dummy. You killed, it was at the reason why you were successful is not because you had any hand in it. This nation was a dead nation. Hecha kalya kalya, it's a burnt thing you burnt. Kimcha techinas techinas, you ground wheat. Shnema kichi ruchayim, tochni kamach goli tzamase, choshvi shuvol, gali shoik, avri nahoris chit. Avri Nahoris, Chitlon, Amar, Ela Kemach. Forget you, there's nothing about you that's so special. Nothing about you is so special that you don't. So, Chosad Damya, the Zachariah Dav Karosach, he saw the blood of Zachariah that was boiling over. Amalu, my high, what's going on over here? And this is obviously after the Bismarck was burnt, he still saw it. This was, the thing went up in flames, and still it was bubbling over his blood. Yeah. No. But it was bad.
It's on the floor.
It's on the floor. But in the Bismarck dish. Amalu my high. What's going on over here? Way before. Yeah. We'll see. So Amalai. Who?
It was in the Chatzar.
Yeah, but the whole thing was burnt. So I'm saying this was after it burnt. Amalu my high. Amalai Dam Zvachim Hu. They said it's Dam Zvachim. I don't know. I have no idea. Ishtabach. Amalu. I see the Ansi Imadamu. Let's see. Let's check. See, brought a cow, brought a goat. You know, let's see if it's close. Kosi, v'lo yidmo, no shaychus. Tell me what it is. Tell me what this is, otherwise I'm going to comb you with blood, with a metal comb. This was the Kohen V'Navi. We have a whole kinnis on this. You listen when the rabbi speaks, you'll understand. There's a whole kinnis on this. There were 8 things they did wrong. They did it on Yom Kippur. It was Shabbos. They killed him. He was giving Musar and they couldn't handle it, and they killed him. It was a very big, bad thing for Klal Yisrael. So, and his blood, because they killed him, they did this terrible thing, it's still boiling for this hundreds of years ago that they did.
252 years earlier.
I'm going to fix this. 940,000 people. Leinach. Zacharia. What do you want me to do? You want me to kill everybody? He had a hear tshuva of a mahem shloi ibdel nefesh achas. It was one person, Zacharia, and look what happened. Look at the terrible thing. How it is that it didn't stop till I killed 940,000 people. Oh, what's going to be with me? I killed 940,000 people. Now what? You know what my punishment is going to be like? So Arak Shadar Portis Labesa, he sent a tzavah to his house. Who should get his money? This guy ran off. Talking about a Naman Ger Toshav oil. She was Ger Toshav. Means they shouldn't do Avodah Zarah. It was Radin. It's the whole parrot. It was Radin. Ger Tzedek oil. It was Ger Tzedek. The B'nei Baru Shal Sisra Lob Du Torah B'Yishalayim. Nebuchadnezzar.
This is Nebuchadnezzar. We said you can't take.
Right.
But Nebuchadnezzar, we said he was Megayer.
That was
Nebuchadnezzar.
Right. We're talking about Nebuchadnezzar. We're talking about Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuchadnezzar.
That was Nebuchadnezzar. So it was Zechariah. It was Nebuchadnezzar.
Who's the one that burned the Beis Hamikdash? Nebuzaradan.
Nebuzaradan.
Right. So here we're saying.
Now we're talking about Nebuchadnezzar. We're saying Nebuchadnezzar. V'afim ibn Ebanim shal Eisir Rasha.
Had they
converted, it would have been. We told him it was Radin.
Did convert. Was the guy.
But who burnt the Beis Hamikdash? Only it was Radin, no?
Right. Yeah, so if Nebuchadnezzar's kids would have.
It was Radin's kids. We're referring to it was Radin's kids.
Where, by this part?
Yeah.
Pikish,
yeah. Has to
he
be. Okay. Got to look at the book. I left it at home.
A book.
So, is it going to
Rashi said, where
is Rashi?
So,
is
it Rashi?
But he didn't try to break the Beis Hamikdash.
Well, his rather was doing his bidding.
That's a.
I guess because Nebuzaradan had the picture of who was his alma mater. His alma mater was Nebuchadnezzar. It's as if he burnt it up. Maybe. Ulamar, he learns this pasuk differently. This pasuk for this bubble thing is a total different pitch. Amar zeh nimuchan. Sorry. Ulamar zeh nimuchanetzer. One second. Yeah. Remember, Mishnehechiv was a machine. Hanukhsiv Rapinos bubble learning pasuk. Ulamar zeh nimuchanetzer. That's Ula says that. The other one learns not. It's not nimuchanetzer. I don't know.
Where's Ulam? No, that's about the pasuk. Repino is bava v'leiner pasu. That's Nebuchadnezzar. V'leiner pasu is that there was not.
That's referring to Nebuchadnezzar.
That's Nebuchadnezzar, and that's what we see that Nebuchadnezzar's kids were not allowed into.
He brings down a very interesting shmuz about this, that they went to Bavel, and after 70 years, they were told to go back to Yerushalayim and come out, and nobody left. Bavel was very comfortable for them. But Hashem did something, he made that Klal Yisrael settled on the rivers of Bavel, and the dates were very bitter there. So they kept on reminding themselves that it's a stroll, they missed the fruits of it's a stroll. Hashem did this on purpose. But even though it was good for them, because you see that most people did not leave at 70 years, they didn't go back to that stroll, they didn't have the opportunity. So they were settled, they were happy, they were good. They got the cars, big houses, they got what they needed, but they kept on having a reminder the fruits were bitter, and that was a reminder that it's a stroll. Amarula, Amana Mayav, Shivivi, he read the Ated.
Who's Hasselhoff?
Amarula.
Scoop. Really? He has a Mamashis?
It's on the billboards.
I'm saying he Amarula. Has a...
Amana Mayav, Shivivi, Bishid Yushalayim. They were the ones that caused the destruction of Yushalayim. They're bad neighbors. Abba, Kivin the Shaminul and Avia, the Kamisnabi, the Churban Yushalayim, they heard that there's going to be a Churban. Shalchum and Agnatzar, Poik Vitah, come, now is your time. I'm Mustafina, the Leila Evdilik of the Kamoy, they did Sancherib. Shalchle, Kaina Ish Bebeisai, there's nobody here. Halach Baderech Lamechak. Vain Ish Lakash Baruch, Shnema, Hashem Ish Bechama, Shalchle, Bekriva, who maybe he's close by. Well, I'll see, as soon as I come, he's going to come. Shalchle, no, Halach Baderech Lamechak. Shalchle, Islu Tzadiki, this Tzadiki, the boy Rachmi, Maisle. Shalchle, Tzora Kesav Lakha Biyodim, and Kesav Tzadikim, Shnema, Rachli Bechamishim, Esa Kesav, Chemis Arim, Velesach Sarim. Shoklu Hadri Rishib Shuva. Okay, so but there's Rishayim, and they'll be Chaz Shuva, and they'll be Rachmi, Maisle. Shoklu Kvat Kovalam's Man, Shnemar, Liam Akesa, Yavai, Besai, and Kesel's Man, Shnemar Kesel Yom Chagenu. Shoklu Sitvu, Velemetzina, the Osi Metalago, and Mitra, there's rain and snow, I can't come now. Shoklu Toshin, the Tura, come under the mountains. Shnemar, Shoklu Kad, Kar, Moshel, Eretz, Mesela, Midbara, El Har Bastian. Shoklu Yasina, Leslie Duchta, I have a place to sit. Yesuna, I have no place to put my army. I have a big fanem. Shochalei kvarish lahem mu'olim paltem shloach. Their graves are better than your palaces. L'chseh be'esei num Hashem yitzius atzom atzmos malach yudus atzmos service atzmos sakhanim atzmos mavim atzmos yishu shalayim kareim v'shotchum l'shamish v'leirech v'lechotzu hashemayim hasha'ovim hasha'ovim hasha'olcho achreim. Basically, they took out the graves, and the graves, and that's where he settled on the grave site. And then he conquered Yerushalayim.
Why can't we learn this in Tisha B'Av? Why don't we learn this whole thing?
You didn't listen to the Eichel. We do.
No, I'm saying why do we?
I don't know. It's only one page.
Go straight to the source.
No, it's only one page. One of it. You could.
Well, we only do one of it a day.
I think so. On benches. No, the rabbi does a few blocks. I think so. I never think.
Hey, Dalla.
V'chayev al shemen v'fnei atzmoi v'al avoyin v'fnei atzmoi. What is going on? I mean, if you did it wrong. Nosan la shemen p'solah. L'avoyinah yilkatena. Nosan shem al shirah ein oivu loisizah. Nosan kli agabi kli yilay p'oslah.